here at the 2019 NAFQ Annual Conference, the 52nd one. And we are here in New Orleans this year, in this beautiful town called New Orleans. And I heard it was supposed to rain the whole time, but it's gorgeous outside.
So far, it's nice.
Yeah, not too bad. We are here with Pete Swisher from Pantegra. You guys do retirement plans, and you are, I guess, an official partner with NAFQ?
We are the nationally endorsed partner for retirement plans for NAFQ.
Right on, right on. And you were just on stage
there
giving a quick demo and on kind of educating the folks on what you guys do and stuff. So can you give me kind of the overview topic that you were talking about in there, and we'll dive into the weeds?
The topic was how to be an informed fiduciary.
Okay.
And there's, you know, the main topic started with retirement plans, but the point that I make is if you are a board member for a credit union, mm-hmm. if you're involved in benefits programs, you're a fiduciary for multiple purposes, and there's just a lot going on in the United States right now mm-hmm. around fiduciary law. So it behooves credit union members who have anything to do with duties that might make them a fiduciary
mm-hmm.
to know, hey, I'm a fiduciary, what does it mean,
right.
and what's coming down the pike.
Right. So what are a couple of takeaways that you provided the audience there that they can be prepared for in this area?
So I think one of the big ones is that if you are part of a credit union that has brokers or advisors who mm-hmm. sit in the lobby and help this, you know, sell financial products mm-hmm. to members, mm-hmm. those folks are regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They mm-hmm. are regulated in some cases by the Department of Labor. There are new rules coming down,
mm-hmm.
and it's a changing landscape. So this started with Dodd-Frank. I think everyone in the credit union world is a little familiar with Dodd-Frank.
Oh, a little bit.
Not so much familiar with the fact that Dodd-Frank said that credit unions needed to have the SEC needed to study the question of whether there should be a uniform fiduciary standard of care for brokers and advisors.
Okay.
So it sounds like it doesn't affect credit unions. It totally does.
Yeah.
Because the possibility was there with some of the rules that have happened since Dodd-Frank, the Department of Labor stepping in, this fiduciary conversation potentially roped in interest-bearing products. So if a credit union sells an IRA to a member mm-hmm. that has a CD,
mm-hmm. I got one of those.
There's a long-standing sense that this is not some fiduciary function and that you're not regulated like a stockbroker or anything like that. Well, you might be, actually. And I mean, that's really what's going on.
Okay,
so
okay.
There's the states are publishing fiduciary laws. The SEC just last month released some rules. The Department of Labor is expected to release new rules in December. So the point of all this is that really is a changing landscape. It's a very big movement
mm-hmm.
in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fiduciary is a big deal. It's an honor. It's a duty.
Sure.
But it comes with some regulatory burden.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the point of the discussion.
Okay. And so is there some risk to this? Is that why you mentioned there's some lawsuits going on, that type of, there's or potential lawsuits, that type
there,
of stuff? Or
there is risk, certainly. You know, you have, again, if you have advisors who help dispense financial products within mm-hmm. the credit union,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole specific regulatory
mm-hmm.
area, and,
mm-hmm.
the point there is that it's changing,
mm-hmm.
and you want your partner, if you're using an outsourced partner for that,
mm-hmm.
you want your partner to be very up to speed on
mm-hmm.
those fiduciary rules.
Mm-hmm.
It might also just change the way that you want to do the business. I really believe credit unions have an edge in that they're trusted. Your members
completely.
Trust them.
Completely.
And the reason for all these fiduciary rules and the movement in Washington and in the states is people really don't trust investment professionals to the same degree they trust credit unions or doctors
mm-hmm.
or some of the other folks. So
mm-hmm.
there's this sense that needs to be clamped down. We need regulation, and that advisors should be obligated,
mm-hmm.
should be supervised to act in the best interests of the people to whom they're selling these products.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules didn't necessarily make that so in the past. So it's a big movement. I think there's an opportunity for credit unions to be at the forefront of that and
yeah.
to say, you know what, we embrace this. It's about who we are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to carry that forward to our financial sales practice.
So what can they do? I mean, obviously partner with folks like you, or what can credit unions do for next steps
partner with financial firms who are who embrace the fiduciary role, but more importantly, who embrace the concept of a standard of care, of
mm-hmm.
a fiduciary standard of care,
mm-hmm.
of putting clients' interests before their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that has specific regulatory meaning. It sounds like just something any financial professional I know would
mm-hmm.
say, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do that already.
Mm-hmm.
But it really has meaning to say, we're going to run our operations based on a fiduciary ethos. That's
mm-hmm.
a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an opportunity to partner with firms who think that way, who align their products and services that way, who align their compensation practices that way, and to take the lead.
Wow. So is this a growing thing, or has it always been this, I'm trying to think of the proper word, this prevalent, I guess, or, I mean, has this issue just come percolating to the top right now, or how has it been? What's the history here?
It's been percolating since about 2007.
Okay.
And so if you look at the, you look at what was going on in the 2000s, you had some scandals that caught everybody's attention, mutual fund scandals, trading, and there was this sense in Washington that the financial industry was not transparent enough and had too many conflicts of interest. So the expectation of Congress to the regulators was you all need to do something about this, which I find interesting that Congress is telling the regulators instead of here's a new law,
right?
They're saying you should publish more regulations,
yeah.
Which was actually those conversations did take place. So
yeah.
The regulators listened. The Department of Labor in particular began a series of regulatory changes in 2007 and 2010. Some big things came out, and scooping more of the financial industry into a fiduciary net. You're a fiduciary, you're obligated to do certain things, was a result of that. Dodd-Frank, Section 913 of Dodd-Frank said, SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, study the question of whether brokers and advisors should be held to a uniform best interest fiduciary standard of care. The SEC staff came back and said yes. The SEC did not end up doing exactly that.
Hmm.
But 1 month ago, they finally published some rules. Final regulations called Regulation Best Interest were published about a month ago. About a month ago, the Department of Labor announced that their new version of their fiduciary rules, which were overturned in 2018, the old version, are going to come out at the end of this year. And in the meantime, because this whole debate has been going on, you have multiple states who have come out and said, we don't think the fiduciary laws are tight enough, and we want to protect our consumers, our investors, and therefore we're publishing our own rules.
Oh, goody.
Wonderful. You know,
that throws a whole other wrinkle into it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Separate state rules, so the story's not over.
Yeah, how do you follow this? If you're a credit union, like, yeah, we want to do the right thing, but who do we follow? What do we, you know, that type of thing. So,
well, I think you certainly have to rely on your partners. I believe it behooves anyone who's in a fiduciary role, board of directors, someone in charge of benefit programs, the person who's responsible for the investment program, not to mention the folks who are directly providing the investments. Those folks have to understand, what are my obligations? Am I a fiduciary?
Yeah.
But the opportunity that I see is to just structure the investment function, including the sale of interest-bearing products. Just structure it to embrace a fiduciary standard of care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Structured around the 7 universal fiduciary principles that you can find that unify all these laws and regulations. Keep it simple.
Yep.
If you behave that way, it's going to be really hard to get in trouble.
Yep, indeed. All right. Those are good words to end on and words to live by for sure. All right, Pete. Anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom? Or
no.
Or where can we find out more information on Pentegra?
Pentegra.com.
P-E-N-T-E-G-R-A.com. All righty, Pete. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.